broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruskin-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
KBN here on ESPN Wisconsin, and what a great day to be alive! Is that the way he says it?
He says it just like that, Kyle. Yeah. Just like it.
I tried to be very annoying in my voice so I can match the energy Benjamin Brust. Yes, and I am Kyle Walls leading the show today because Ben Brust has a little, how would you say, he got a little tummy ache.
Yeah, he got a little tummy ache.
I'm sick. I don't feel too well.
Baby, so he take care of me.
Yeah, so he decided to go ahead and extend his weekend into Monday, and so I hope you feel better or, you know, whatever you got to do. As a matter of fact, his fiance, never mind.
Yes. I think so.
Well, we'll leave that one alone.
Right. Well, anyway. I want to just spell out what happened. Okay. Brian was talking on the air. Kyle was talking off the air.
I think I might have just confirmed what he put on the air.
Yeah, he did. Anyway. shout out to the wonderful future Brust family. We love you, and we hope that everybody feels better in that wonderful.
We love you, but we're about to make fun of you.
We are going to make fun of you, but before we do, Ben is out, but Bradley Northman, the six-year or six-long career veteran punter in the NFL, former great punter of the Wisconsin Badgers. He is on the Mount Rushmore of specialists for Wisconsin Badgers. That is Bradley Northman. How you doing today, Brad?
Boy, how about that introduction right there? I got to teach better a thing or two about how to introduce me. I'm doing pretty good. Had a great weekend. Excited to be back for KBN Nation. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, this new change of music that we got coming in, and Ben has that Walking on Broken Glass song.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hit when he's not here.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, he's clearly the driver behind that song. And when he's not here, it's just like, okay, I guess we're just doing this. So,
Yeah. Weird
way to start the show, but here we are.
I agree. I feel like we should change the song, but I know he'll be highly upset if we change the song while he's gone. But I think as the producer of the show, Strofe, I really think you should use your creative thought process and your empowerment to make an executive decision on whether or not that song should last.
All right, here's the thing, Kyle. If I change it again, all you guys are going to do is complain.
Mm.
Just like you did the last time I changed it. Oh. I'm done touching the music on the show for a while.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Do you think it's a completed project? You think it's satisfactory?
Similarly to human beings, Brad, I don't believe there's ever such thing as a finished product.
Profound.
I believe that we all evolve. Similarly to our show and us, evolution is natural.
Wow. So you're never fully there, huh?
Never. No. Even on your final day, you're never a finished product. Until you technically are.
I think my grandpa would think different.
That went from profound to morbid.
Yes,
it was. 14 seconds.
It was disgusting. It absolutely was. But I do want to transition into something and talk about a guy who is not currently here today in Ben Brust, right? And as we know, Ben Brust was celebrating his daughter's first birthday over the weekend. We love that. It's fantastic.
Didn't get the invite, but okay.
Did not get the invite.
Nope.
You know what's crazy is I was in the kitchen today and somebody asked, hey, did you get invited to the birthday party? And I said, no, I did not. But I wouldn't have wanted to go anyways because that's not my type of thing to do.
You wouldn't have gone if you got the invite? You would have gone.
I wouldn't have. Reluctantly would have went.
Reluctantly.
Because then, that means we're taking this work relationship a little bit deeper. And I don't know if I really want to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, once.
But you and Strofe hung out together outside of work last week.
We hung out in the market hall.
That's hanging outside of the show.
I mean, I can do that.
We were enjoying cocktails together.
Yeah, that's different. That's different than actually
getting
up on a Saturday and specifically going to where they were going, which is where I have a little problem with what happened for that one-year-old birthday.
Yeah, what happened?
Because, okay, so when I was 1 year old, you know, they had family come to the house to celebrate.
Hold on a minute. You don't know that.
I assume that, knowing my family. Or, you know, it was somewhere. And usually for kids, you go to kids' places. Maybe you go to, you know, a little bouncy house, or you go to a little jump around, or you go to Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. But for baby Brust, do you know where they hosted her first birthday party at? according to sources close to the program.
What did sources say?
Sources close to the program said Baby Bruss celebrated her one-year-old birthday party at a Milwaukee brewery.
At a brewery
where they serve alcohol for a one-year-old's birthday party that they had other children at as well.
You know, this is so Ben Brust, right? How can I make this one-year-old birthday for my daughter? How can I make it about me? How can I maximize my fun? How can I have a little bit of, you know, a little adult beverage, probably some TVs? The breweries they went to, plenty of space to spread out so you can abdicate your duty of being a father to say, okay, baby, enjoy being 1 year old over there. I'm going to be over here doing my own thing. So this is a shock, an absolute shock. Like you said, Chuck E. Cheese, a play area where there's a jungle gym and stuff like that. A brewery is not equipped to hold a one-year-old's birthday.
I'm shocked they let children inside of there. Just imagine on the great pictures that they're going to look back on, they're going to look at, right? They're going to have her in the chair with the cake all in her face. And right behind there, they're going to see this big old thing that they brew beer in. And she's going to say, what is that? Was my first birthday at a brewery? Yeah, it was at a brewery because it's all about me. And now Ben's out today. You think it's a coincidence that he was at a brewery over the weekend and now all of a sudden he's out on a Monday?
Yeah, from sources close to the program say he was walking around, he was enjoying himself. He was doing all the things fully engaged at a brewery that one might be doing. So I wonder what the after effects are. So not only are you making the birthday about yourselves, you need at least an extra day of recovery to make up for it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, Brad. So shame on Ben for having his daughter have her first one-year-old birthday party at a dang brewery. 800-990-3776. If you think it's acceptable for a one-year-old to celebrate a birthday party at a brewery, I would love to hear from you. 800-990-3776. Joe, what do you think about Ben Bruss doing this? Do you think he's just being a terrible parent?
No, I actually think this is completely in bounds.
Of course you do.
I hate to break it to you guys, but the first birthday party is not about the person celebrating their first birthday. It is about the people that have kept this person alive to see their first birthday. Everybody invited is going to be like family and friends who probably have kids of their own. So yeah, to have a little libation while the kids are probably off and playing big Jenga or something. Like, yeah, I think this is totally in bounds.
What's a kid going to do at a brewery?
But it's not like they were there at 11 p.m. You know, it was probably
a brewery. People go to breweries during the day. It's not a nightclub.
But they're probably in a side room that has a lot of space.
A lot of yeast in there too.
Big Jenga and Tic Tac Toe. Big Jenga.
Usually this would be a family event, right? Where probably other parents with kids are coming. What are all these kids ages 1 to probably 12?
Big Jenga, Brad.
Big Jenga. Everyone's playing Big Jenga.
Sounds like a CPS nightmare.
Because we know that Ben's family has, he's the uncle of how many kids? Like 14?
20?
Like
17.
17? Yeah, so where are all those 17 kids doing at a brewery?
Big Jenga, bro.
Who knows? Exactly.
Big Jenga.
Who knows? 800-990-3776. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's ESPN Milwaukee, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Also 100.5 ESPN Madison. Watch and stream us live. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and you hit that thumbs up like button. But 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. And Diana, Dirty Diana, you're calling in early. What are your thoughts here on this conversation?
You know, I'm not surprised at all that Ben would do something like that. It sounds exactly like something Ben would do. That's completely messed up. You don't have your daughter's first birthday at a damn brewery.
Preach, girl. Preach. Tell
him. I mean, this is her first birthday. First birthday. The first birthday ever on this beautiful planet, and it's at a brewery. I'm just saying, like, if Ben wants his birthday at a brewery when it comes around in October, go for it. But this is all about your baby girl, and it's at a brewery. Unbelievable.
What tone does that set? Huh? Next thing you know, they're
As she gets older, that's when you invite people over to the house. You're playing in the backyard. You're on the jungle gym. She's not walking yet, I would assume, right?
She's crawling. She was crawling in all type of dirt and all type of puddles of beer all over the place.
Okay, you don't know
she
that.
She had to jump around and moving stuff. She probably was like, what is all this?
Kids put their hands in things and they put it in their mouth. What do you think she's putting her hands in?
Beer.
The poll is in the field on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Ben Brust hosted his daughter's first birthday party at a brewery. Is that fair or foul? We've only got less than 10 votes, but right now 100% says it's fair.
Wow, 100%?
That's crazy.
KBN Nation.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That is crazy. But you know what? It is what it is. I guess it's the new age parents that just let their kids do whatever. Host it at any place you want. Any place you want. But 800-990-3776. We're having a conversation talking about the fact that Ben hosted his one-year-old's daughter's birthday party where there was kids and families at a brewery in Milwaukee. Is that fair? Is that foul? Brad thinks it's foul. Strofe obviously thinks it's fair. I also think it is foul as well. But KBN Nation, we had a little fun to open up the show, but now we got to get to the nitty-gritty. Brad, did you see a request that was made recently by a top defensive player in the NFL?
Oh, I sure did, Kyle. I sure did. Myles Garrett officially making himself available to the rest of the NFL.
Myles Garrett watch is officially on in Green Bay. We will talk about that and so much more. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line. List is more. And we want to have a conversation talking about, do you want Myles Garrett? Is this something that you think the Green Bay Packers should go all in on getting Myles Garrett? Can he be a game changer? 800-990-3776. We want to hear from you. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, and we'll have more on the other side.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not.
I'm about being...
You're not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am
you're
young.
Not, you're
I'm
not
wild,
that.
I am wild.
Every time I have to do something, I check with a girlfriend.
Wait, why are you taking so... Why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I can still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
This ain't Texas.
I don't like the songs that get overplayed. Not even the best song on the album.
This is overplayed?
Very much so. It's not in the best
Where?
Song.
Everywhere?
I live with a Beehive member. So I hear
a Beehive member.
I hear this quite a bit. There's some good songs on there, but this
yeah, it's a good
this
album.
This is a good song.
Oh, Grammy winner.
Yeah. Oh, you listened to it before, Brad?
I've listened to probably four songs of it. This being one of them.
It's good.
It's good.
A good album. Four
it's good
songs
album.
At 18.
Do you know who gave her the award last night?
Taylor Swift.
How about that?
Country album of the year. Yeah.
Taylor Swift and Beyonce coming together. That's what the world needs.
I'll just say this. Good for Travis Kelce.
Oh, about Taylor Swift.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, okay. you know what? In my household, somebody says she's looking a little thicker. Which is a good thing. A good thing. Travis, hey. Here's what it is. But this is Kyle Bruston-Nortman here on the award-winning.
Well,
it is.
The award-winning 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, also 100.5 ESPN Madison, also ESPN Beaver Dam as well. We're live from the One Call That's All Gruber Law Office Studios here. You can get in on this conversation as we are talking about the news that broke, the news that shocked everybody. I don't know where you were at when you saw the headline of Myles Garrett request a trade from the Cleveland Browns, but I'm sure everybody in KBN Nation and Packer Nation all had the same reaction. All had the same reaction to saying, oh my goodness, the time is now. Now, when we look at this, Bradley, why should the Green Bay Packers, in your perspective, from your mind, be all in on going to get Myles Garrett?
Well, the time is now for the Green Bay Packers, Kyle. You said it. When the Packers won Super Bowl 31 and when they won Super Bowl 45, they had game-breaking, major, seismic defensive personnel additions, right? And Reggie White and Charles Woodson. And those guys set the tone and they changed the entire landscape of the defense. It thrust them from being pretty good defenses. Darn this microphone.
Yeah, welcome to
How
my world.
How do you sit here every day?
Man, listen, I gotta be patient.
For those that are listening on the radio, Kyle's sitting in Ben's spots. I'm sitting in Kyle's spot because there's more space and it's nicer. But this darn microphone is frustrating just as I was getting going. Reggie White and Charles Woodson, they took, pretty good to solid defenses to great, to excellent, to elite. Does that sound familiar? The Packers right now, they're a good defense. They're top five or top 10 in a handful of categories, and they're not necessarily like making anyone afraid, but they're quality. They're solid. They're good. You add Myles Garrett, who's an All-Pro, reigning Defensive Player of the Year, finalist for Defensive Player of the Year this year, a guy that is literally All-Pro elite in his prime still. A guy like this almost never comes available. You add him to your defense, the Green Bay Packer defense automatically overnight in the snap of a fingers becomes a top three defense in the NFL. That sounds like a defense that is championship caliber. You're talking about playmakers at every level, Myles Garrett in the pass rush, Edgerton Cooper in linebackers, Xavier McKinney in the secondary. You have a defense led by Jeff Hafley that schematically should improve, continue to improve, and Myles Garrett is the finishing touch to make this a championship defense. And here's the thing. I don't care almost what the Packers pay for it. You know, there's a certain, you know, crazy limit, but generally speaking, if this is the only move the Packers do all offseason, give up a haul for Myles Garrett, mm-hmm. that's all they do all offseason, it is automatically a successful offseason.
Wow.
A-plus across the board, even if it's two first-round draft picks, a third-rounder, a player, whatever it is, automatically a successful offseason, A-plus for the Green Bay Packers. And here's the other thing. Recently, we've been discussing the Packers. Do they care more about relevance, consistency, or going all in for a championship?
Mm-hmm.
If the Packers traded their first round draft pick in a year where Green Bay hosts the draft, to where you could not take the stage in Green Bay and announce a first round draft pick, but instead use that draft pick to go get Myles Garrett, that would prove to me once and for all that the Packers are indeed more interested in championships, more interested in immediate winning than they are about the moment, the showcase, relevancy, and just being in there. That would be a true sacrifice. The Packers hosting the draft, maybe the biggest singular NFL event outside of a game, because they're never going to get a Super Bowl unless they have the retractable dome that was on here, Brad, out. They're never going to get a Super Bowl.
They're never going to get a Super Bowl.
So if the Packers are willing to sacrifice that and say, us winning a championship is more important than that Thursday night first round pick when it's in the beautiful city of Green Bay, Wisconsin, it'll finally prove to me that the Packers truly are more interested in championships than consistency and relevance.
Brad is basically saying, right here on Kyle, Bruss, and Norman, that the Packers have to make this move. And if they make this move, right, you're saying that the rest of the offseason doesn't matter. Regardless of whatever they do in this offseason, whether they sign a receiver or whether or not they find another corner, whether they draft well in this draft, it is all about Myles Garrett. That's what it comes down to.
If they get Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett is a Green Bay Packer in 2025, the rest of this offseason is automatically an A+.
Yeah, see, I think that's easy, right? I think this is completely easy. When you're thinking about Myles Garrett, of course you should go get Myles Garrett. It will be malfeasance on the behalf of the Green Bay Packers organization and also Goody if they do not invest and go try to get Myles Garrett. It is not often where a player of his caliber in the NFL is saying, hey, I am requesting a trade. I want to get out of here. I want to find a better situation. So there should be no world that we live in that Goody is not making the phone call and being willing to get into a war, a trade war, in order to get Myles Garrett. Because as you said, Brad, he absolutely changes this defense. He is not a player that is just a plus player. He's just not a really high quality player. He's not even just a All-Pro player. Dude is a future Hall of Famer who is still in his prime, who is coming off back-to-back-to-back multiple sack years. He had 14 sacks this past season. Like Brad said as well, he was a defensive MVP in the past as well. And so you must not only explore, but be all in. Goody said something earlier this offseason. He had his end of the year press conference, Brad. And one of the things that he talked about is he said sense of urgency. He says everybody around here, the players need to have more of a sense of urgency. Now, this is an opportunity for Goody to walk it like he talked it and prove that he's more than just telling other guys to have a sense of urgency, but also that is on him as well. You have a chance to get a generational talent on the defensive side of the football. There are not a lot of football teams that have a defensive game record and an offensive quarterback like Jordan Love, who we believe can be elite. Not a lot of teams have that. That is the difference between losing in Philadelphia in the wild card round or playing in an NFC championship game, right? Like, he gives you more wins. That might be the difference of you having to be a 7 seed or a 6 seed or a 5 seed going on the road, or you actually having a pass rush, which allows for you to maybe get a 1, 2, or 3 seed or something like that, where you actually get to host a playoff game. This is a guy that can catapult this Green Bay Packer franchise into the conversation of being a Super Bowl contending player. And that's why I am starting. I am officially here to announce, Brad, I'm announcing my official campaign. A Bring Myles Garrett to Green Bay campaign. It officially starts today.
Hear, 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 hear.
Hear, hear. Everything that we do, we need to make sure that we tag Myles Garrett about how beautiful and great it is in this great state of Wisconsin and why he will find his way to a Lombardi Trophy if he were to come here. But I'm telling you this right now. If the Packers let this slip out of their hand, there is literally nothing. A first-round pick, you're talking about, oh, because they are hosting the draft. Who cares they're hosting the draft? Do you know who they drafted? Hail to the Chiefs. Hail to the Chiefs, Myles Garrett. He can have everything. He can have
give
anything.
It all.
And give him anything and everything. But when you think about first-round draft picks, this is when Goody, to me, Brad, he has to be realistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, you need to say, hey, I can cook during the draft. I'm good, right? Look at what I did in 2023 and 2024, right? 2022. I did good, right? You did good after the first round. So this is where you have to have that self-evaluation and say, I really want to have a first-round pick, but when I look at a guy like Rashawn Gary, he hasn't lived up to what we thought he would. A Darnell Savage isn't on the roster. A Eric Stokes probably shouldn't be on the roster. A Quay Walker still hasn't quite gotten there yet. Devontae Wyatt, you're still waiting. Lucas Van Ness has been outperformed by guys of lesser or a lower draft slot. A Jordan Morgan was out all last year. You have not hit a superstar. If you can trade 2 first-round picks or whatever you got to do to hit a superstar, you do it, Brad. You do it.
Yeah, Goody is best in the second, third, and fourth rounds. That's where he finds the guys that are his best players. And, oh, by the way, those are the guys that had the cheapest contracts over their rookie contract. So they actually, it's easier for them to outperform their cap number. When I look at Myles Garrett, Goody has put 3 first-round draft picks in the D-line, several second and even a third contract, and even all this money toward the cap space. And he has nobody that's even in the same universe as Myles Garrett. Not only has Myles Garrett been all-pro 6 times, he actually got MVP votes last year. Like, league MVP votes, not defensive player. He was defensive player of the year, but he was 10th in voting for the actual MVP award. So this is a guy that you could draft in the first round and take a D end 10 years in a row. And you might never get a Myles Garrett.
Never.
You probably won't ever get a Myles Garrett.
Not probably. Goody will never draft a Myles Garrett type player. The Packers aren't going to be drafting low enough in the draft.
That's true.
Or high enough, however you want to say it. They're not going to be drafting the top 5 enough in the draft. And Goody just sucks at evaluating high-end talent.
Yeah, and when it comes to this Super Bowl window, because we have to talk about what Rob Domofsky told our own program, that, you know, Goody stepped on the podium and said that it's time that they start competing for championships.
And Rob used his own words against them.
That's right. And Rob Domofsky says his translation of that is their Super Bowl window is wide open. The next 2 years is when they have to strike gold and they have to get that elusive Super Bowl appearance and victory, because at that point, the roster starts to change and turn over in such a way that you need to go back to the drawing board and do it all over again. Jordan Love's going to be 27 and 28 over the next 2 years. Prime years to win a Super Bowl. Even say, let's say 3 years. 27, 28, 29, prime years for Jordan Love to win a Super Bowl. You have to have somebody like Myles Garrett. I am willing to give up potential future victories 5, 6, 7 years out, if that's what it takes for the next 2 to 3 years for the Packers to be great and try to win a Super Bowl.
But what you're talking about, and we're talking about Myles Garrett has requested a trade from Cleveland and the Green Bay Packers. We're asking you, KB and Nation, should the Green Bay Packers go all in to get Myles Garrett? We have the poll up on Twitter X. We also have the poll up on YouTube. That's ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Should the Packers go all in order to get Myles Garrett right here to Green Bay? I'm looking at the poll and I'm disappointed because it's only 74% yes. I'm trying to figure out.
What are the 26%?
Something wrong with them. Something is 100% wrong with them. But 800-990-3776, that's the Carpool's talking text line. Listen more. We want you to chime in on this conversation. Do you believe the Green Bay Packers should go all in when getting Myles Garrett. And the reason why I say you have to, and you can't be concerned with these draft picks, is because draft picks are only potential. A lot of these draft picks of where the Green Bay Packers are drafting, they're going to take time to develop. We haven't had an instant impact type rookie from the first round in many years, right?
That's
true. We haven't had a guy that takes time to develop. And as you just talked about, Brad, the Packers are in this window where a 3 to 5 year plan that Goody has laid out. There is no better way than to make sure you expedite that plan and you ensure that you have a legitimate shot of winning a Super Bowl by getting a guy like this. He has 102.5 sacks so far in his career, and he is not slowing down. Imagine this. Myles Garrett comes here. All of a sudden now, Rashawn Gary becomes that much better. Kenny Clark becomes that much better. Kingsley Enagbare becomes that much better. Maybe Lucas Van Ness learns something from Myles Garrett where they get better as well. Because as you know, Brad, though when punters, you don't have multiple punters on the team, but you know from other guys, when you have super talented guys around you, or we see with Aaron Rodgers, or from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, being able to learn from a guy who is a master at what he does, that can enhance you as well and make you that much better.
Yeah, and sometimes you need that. A coach can help you, you know, teach form and all that kind of stuff, but sometimes you need to see it. Sometimes you need to see another star player actually do it with his own body and with his own mind. And this is what I watch when I look for film. This is how I attack a guy like this. These are my hand motions. These are my footwork. Sometimes you need to see it as a young player. And let's not forget what this does for the rest of those guys, right? Kenny Clark has been almost ineffective within the last couple of years, right? Part of that reason is because he's probably getting double teamed most of the time. If Myles Garrett is on your defensive line, if he's single teamed, he will get 30 sacks. He's going to gobble you up nonstop. So you have to double team him. What does that mean? That means that everybody else is going to be at least single teamed at most. So you're talking about other guys flourishing, other guys opening up. It'll allow not only Myles Garrett to be an absolute stud, which is what he is, but it'll be the best opportunity for these guys that are ranging from a bust to like Lucas Van Ness to guys that are, you know, either were or are somewhat legitimate, like Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark, to be at their best as well. A strong pass rush, an effective pass rush, a top three pass rush in the NFL can cover so many blemishes. If they get Myles Garrett, I'm less concerned about finding a cornerback one. Like, is Jair on the roster? Is he not? Did the Packers go draft one? Did they go acquire one? I'm less concerned about that because no quarterback, if you have Myles Garrett plus our current cast, no cornerback's going to have more than 2.5 seconds to throw the football. So, to me, it's a no-brainer. The Packers want a championship. You got to go get Myles Garrett because a first-round draft pick in 2026, even 2025, Kyle, as you were saying, they will likely not be ready to be main contributors to a Super Bowl team. They just won't be ready. It takes time. Not only that, look at the team that Goody has built without hitting on first-round draft picks. He's proven he can do it. It's not hitting on first rounders that has kept them from it. You can help cure that right now with Myles Garrett.
It is crazy what we got coming through the talking text line. There are some people who are saying no. Some people saying no to going to get Myles Garrett.
Tell me why.
And I find that so interesting that people would say no. 800-990-3776. Chef Ed is actually saying hell no. The defense is on an upswing under Halfley. For all that money, go and get you a number one wide receiver or a good cornerback. I cannot believe him, but I guess that is speaking for, I believe, is probably, let's see where the poll is at, but for the 25% of people that actually believe that the Packers shouldn't go all in for Myles Garrett, it just does not make sense to me.
If you're an NFL GM, if we were to poll all the GMs of the NFL, Goody included, and they had the if all the rosters started over, right, no one's on any team, you would first draft and establish a quarterback, right? That's obvious. That's clear. The next position would be an edge rusher. Like, that is the next most important position because you got to get quarterback right and you have to disrupt the other quarterback. So that would be the thing. So if quarterback is easily far and beyond the number one most important position on any given football team, next most important, arguably, but almost, you know, almost assuredly is edge rusher.
800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talking text line. We are asking you, should the Packers go all in to get Myles Garrett. I thought that everybody, I mean everybody, would be 100% all in, but from some of your responses on YouTube, that is ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and ESPN Madison on YouTube, it is not 100% yes. This is crazy. This is ludicrous. I don't mean to be disrespectful, KBN Nation, but what in the hell are you drinking this morning by thinking the Packers shouldn't go all in to get a game changer? 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking Test Line. This is more. I see your calls. I see your texts. I see you all at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and ESPN Madison on YouTube. We will get to you after this. But again, do you believe the Packers should go all in to get Myles Garrett this offseason? 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking Text Line. And this is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He saw it as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had. You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, live from the One Call That's All Gruber Law Offices studio at the Avenue in the Third Street Market Hall. I'm Kyle Wallace. No Ben Brust today. Ben is he's sick today. He's out.
Little tummy ache. Oh!
Yeah, my head hurts.
Take care of me.
Yeah, so he's out today after partying up for a one-year-old's birthday party at a brewery. But you got...
Yeah, he asked for this.
He did.
He asked for
it. He did. He definitely did. But you got Bradley Nortman here, Kyle Wallace, and also Strofe holding it down behind...
Full name, Bradley.
Yeah, I say Bradley a lot when I'm...
You do. You're one of the few people that actually christened me Bradley. There's very few. It's you, my mom. That's about it. I can't think of anyone that consistently calls me Bradley. And even my mom, it's like only in moments of either in terms of endearment or when I was in trouble back in the day.
Well, this is a term of endearment always, Bradley.
It is, but you call me Bradley almost at a higher clip than anyone else in my life.
I mean, it is your name. Your mom and daddy named you that, didn't they?
That's true. Yeah, it is. On the birth certificate, it does say Bradley.
I am just respecting you, Brad. But 800-990-3776. We're having a conversation about should the Green Bay Packers go all in for the Cleveland Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett. Carver's talking text line. Sorry about that. Strofe is all in my ear.
See, well, hold on now. So when Ben is in that seat, Ben and Strofe has a little bit of a love connection. Now I feel like the third wheel.
We don't have a love connection. Me and Strofe do not have a love connection.
You guys went and got drinks together in the market hall.
Job.
No, you guys had drinks in the market hall. You guys are talking in your own little secret passageway here.
I'm helping Kyle lead the show like I do with Ben.
Now there's only three of us, and I feel left out.
Well, in my defense, I've been saying the wonderful Carbless Talking text line many times. I mean, if I miss it once, my goodness, Strofe, it's going to be a little slack.
Is that what you got after?
I'm trying here.
I just said the word carpool.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I do an hour show on 101.7 The Truth.
You've called this station 101.7 The Truth twice.
Have I today?
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's the thing. I'm trying my darndest to try to manipulate, not do things, and not say the wrong thing. So my apologies. I'm a little bit still caught up where I was from 12 to 1, but I'm here with KBN Nation, and I love what KBN Nation said here at the 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line, where Liss is more. And Eric from the 414 said, everyone saying no to Myles Garrett must have been at baby girl's birthday party with Ben this weekend, and they must still be a little bit drunk.
Yeah, they ain't thinking clearly. They are not thinking clearly. That's the only explanation.
They can't be thinking clearly, but also Dave and Juno, he thinks that people who are saying no are idiotas. Explain it.
Yes, they're idiots.
How so? Why?
Myles Garrett's a game changer. That's why. I mean, just like Kyle's a game changer on your radio station.
Wow. How about that?
Hey, cut that. Shout out to Juno. Shout out to Dave and Juno. I didn't solicit that whatsoever. That is
you went to him pretty quickly, Kyle. Say, hey, we got to make sure we get to this caller.
Yeah, so Dave must be baby girl's father, I would guess.
No, not at all. You think baby? Let me tell you,
baby girl's uncle.
Baby girl, no.
Your uncle.
Baby girl. No, my that is not my uncle. Baby girl's dad legitimately told me this weekend he doesn't listen to the show.
Ever?
No.
How do you feel about that?
You know what? My friends don't listen either. They'll call and text me during the show, so I'm like, you know what?
He's just trying to separate, like, his image of you from, like, you know, the sports talk radio image of you.
I think our relationship is probably better off that he doesn't
listen.
That's
probably a fair point.
Because, you know, I say things that I just...
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Yeah.
If and when you eventually ask baby girl's hand, and you have to go ask him for her hand, that line...
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
You might have to explain yourself.
Well, I would tell him this ring light I purchased was more than $3. This roof that she has over her head is more than $3. Wow. So, sir, what I say for entertainment purposes and facts too...
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Sometimes. It's so she can eat. So I do appreciate that
he
supports me, but he does not listen. But back to what everybody cares about, not about my relationship and love life, but back to talk about Myles Garrett, who Dave from Juneau said is an absolute game changer. This is why I am a game changer. This is why the Green Bay Packers should go all in on getting Myles Garrett, which leads me to kind of think, is there any limit, Brad? Like, is there any limit of how many draft picks you get? Because I want to give you a comp, because 800-990-3776, that is the Carbless talking text line. And Mark in Illinois said, how did it work when the Bears got Khalil Mack? They gave up a lot of draft capital for nothing, right? And I don't think it's...
Well, Khalil Mack was still pretty good. And let's be fair here. Myles Garrett, better than Khalil Mack. Much better.
And Khalil Mack, he's better. And at that moment, Khalil Mack was an absolute monster. I was, as a Packers fan, and you would be lying. As a Packers fan, you were concerned when they got Khalil Mack. Because you said, oh my goodness, the Bears actually got somebody that's good. And what they gave up for Khalil Mack back when they got him was 2 first-round draft picks, a third-round pick, and a 6th-round pick. And they got Mack in a 2nd-round pick and a conditional 5th-round pick in return. I would do that today. I would do that at this very moment.
So basically,
be here this week.
So let's cancel out, just for ease of, like, mental here, right? So the Bears got a 2nd. They gave up a 3rd. But let's kind of cancel those out. And there's also a couple later rounds that kind of cancel. So basically, 2 first-round draft picks is what it comes down to. Some later swaps, but 2 first-round draft picks, that's the meat of the trade?
The meat of the trade is 2 first-round draft picks.
Give them. Take them.
That is, re-looking at this trade and knowing, again, Khalil Mack did not make the Bears into a Super Bowl champion, but he was a threat. Like, Khalil Mack was an absolute threat. And if you have an opportunity to make somebody like Myles Garrett an absolute threat on your football team and where you're at, you may not even have to give up all of this because he requested a trade. Well, and they're going to be very specific about where he wants to go and where they want to send him.
And it's not like Myles Garrett's 34 years old. He's 29. He's in the prime of his career. He is going to be the best rusher, maybe alongside T.J. Watt, the best rusher in the NFL for the next 3 years. Like, that's not going anywhere. And then after that, we'll figure things out. Now, 3 first-round draft picks. So that's, like, kind of what Denver gave up for Russell Wilson. So that's like
a quarterback.
But, so that's,
and nobody's
so that's
ever
going to
do that again, though.
Yeah, and I know Russell hasn't necessarily played up to the trade.
No, not at all.
But, like, that is the haul you would get for a franchise quarterback. So 3 first-round draft picks, I think, would be unprecedented for a quarterback, and I don't think anyone would do that.
Yeah, we're not doing that, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about probably 2 first round picks.
2 first round draft picks, I would do, because Goody's first round draft picks have not hit.
No, they've been bust for the most part.
And tell me what the next 2 first round draft picks are going to do. Now, first round draft picks should be impactful, right? Those should be your guys that are cornerstones of your franchise. It's actually impressive that Goody has put together a playoff-quality team mm-hmm. without hitting on almost any first-round draft picks. I mean, Jordan Love was, yes. Rashawn Gary and Jair were pretty good. But the rest of them he hasn't hit on. So, to me, Myles Garrett has the production. He has the ferocity. He has the impact of whoever the next 2 first-round draft picks are, no matter what, no matter who they are.
Yeah,
I think you give up 2 first round draft picks. It's easy money. I would stand here and applaud that trade to Goody.
And so I hope that we don't get to a point and the trade happens and he doesn't come to Green Bay. I hope for the sake of Goody that we don't see what the trade is and we're just all sitting here like, what in the heck are you doing?
If it's less than that, if it's less than 2 first round draft picks and the Packers don't do it,
pitchforks out to Green Bay.
Upset with Goody.
Pitchforks. We're going to Green Bay with pitchforks. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line. List is more. Mike in Menominee Falls. What up, Mike? You have a comment you think Garrett is equivalent to who?
Listen, this happened about 40 years ago. We had a guy by the name of Reggie White that came in from the Philadelphia Eagles. And this guy took an absolutely mediocre team and made us Super Bowl contenders for multiple seasons in the future. At the time when we had a very young quarterback by the name of Brett Favre, everybody on that team gelled as a result of that. The fact that Gutekunst, he has demonstrated he is the most inferior first-round draft talent judge, probably in the history of professional football for GM, if you look what he's done with our defense. All number ones, not a single impact player amongst them, even still after being there for 4, 5, 6 years in the league. Go after this guy. He's proven. Enough of this rolling the dice on guys that he thinks might play that can't play when they finally get to this level. Go after this guy. Go after him now and knock this thing in, because then everybody else gets better, as everybody's been demonstrating. But I think Goody has clearly demonstrated what he's done in the last couple of years. He's better at picking up free agent talent, than far better than his capacity to be able to draft quality first-round picks that make an impact.
Ooh, I love the sense of urgency in his voice. Love the sense of urgency. And here's the other thing.
Right.
I've been fairly critical. I've been praise Goody, but I've also been critical of Goody because I don't feel like he's willing to do absolutely everything to build a championship team. And that means, like, use all the avenues that are available to him, whether it be draft and develop, he does that, whether it be free agency. More recently, he's waded in those waters. What about a trade? Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. They made a trade for A.J. Brown in order to get their number one wide receiver. When's the last time Goody has exercised a trade that you're bringing in somebody that's going to help your football team, not shipping somebody out? Goody almost refuses to take on and execute those big trades. So this would be Goody again proving that championship is the near-term goal, not medium-term, not long-term, and by, you know, actually sacrificing a little bit on the trade block, it would show me that, you know what, Goody is willing to do anything and everything to make this team championship caliber.
And I believe, Mike, in what we've been talking about, as we are talking about the fact that Myles Garrett is now available because he has requested a trade, and I'm sure the Browns have not confirmed whether or not they're going to oblige and trade him. More than likely, Myles Garrett will be traded, and we want to know, you know, should the Packers go all in to get Myles Garrett? And the biggest thing it comes down to is, when we're talking about draft picks, you're talking about prospects, right? You're talking about the excitement of what the future could hold. When you're talking about Myles Garrett, you're talking about a proven commodity,
mm-hmm.
right? That is what you're talking about. When you have an opportunity to get a proven commodity like that, where you ain't got to worry about them developing, right? You already know what they're going to bring to you. You already know that they can make a difference. You think Xavier McKinney made a difference on this defense last year with his 8 interceptions? Imagine somebody who's a lot better than Xavier McKinney.
And if I may, some people on the YouTube chat are making good observations that I was also thinking about. Somebody said, who was it? Junie one time said basically, if he doesn't go on the Packers, imagine if he goes to another NFC team. In fact, imagine if he goes to another NFC North team. How will Packer fans be feeling if Myles Garrett became a Viking, became a Lion, became a Bear? Now, that says everything I need to know, because if that happened, I would be concerned. I'd have a pit in my stomach, and I would say, every time you play that, Jordan loves me running for his life. How can he possibly be effective and get into rhythm? Because he's that disruptive.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Scary thought.
It would be a scary thought. Go ahead and get him so nobody else does. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. But on the other side, I'm not I usually don't point out imperfections about people.
Oh,
but you know, there's no Ben here today, and so I can't look anywhere else but look you in the eye. And when we come back, make sure you join us at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and ESPN Madison on YouTube, because we gotta address the sore spot in the eye of Bradley Nortman. When we come back, trust me, you won't want to miss this. You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, thank you for all that baby talk there and parenting talk. I'll take some of those tips.
I was getting ready for it right
now. Yeah, taking notes over there,
taking some of those nips. Taking some of those tips. those tips and storing them away. I do like nips as well. But Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, and also ESPN Beaver Dam. Make sure you watch and stream us live on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button as we are trying to get to 10,000 subscribers here at ESPN Milwaukee. Hit that subscribe button, but also make sure you give us a thumbs up because you know you love KBN. But also, no Ben Bruss today, just me and Brad holding it down, Strofe on the ones and twos, and we're having a conversation about going all in on Myles Garrett. But I want to pause that for a second, because for the last hour, I ain't want to say nothing because, you know, I respect people, right? Like, everybody can't be beautiful all the time.
What are you saying?
And so, make sure you guys go to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, and I've been looking at Brad in his eye for the last hour, and one eye looks normal. And the other eye look all red, and I'm trying to make sure you ain't got pink eye, do you? I hope you didn't come to work sick like that. Brad's eye is pink, is weird, it's got some fuzz or some puffs.
Are you saying I don't look beautiful?
Not today, buddy. Not today.
Oh,
you may
Kyle.
Be a handsome gent, but I know for dang sure them babies you got and your wife probably say, oh! What's going
Monster.
On? They say, what?
Let me assure you, Kyle, it's not pink eye. It's not contagious. It's a sty. You ever heard of what a sty is before?
I've heard about it.
So it's basically like a bad pimple on your eyelash, right?
Yeah.
So basically, bacteria gets into your oil glands in your eye.
What were you doing?
So here's what's going on. So first of all, I went to the doctor to get this checked out. I get a sty once every 18 months or so. First of all, I have enlarged oil glands in my eye, so it makes me more predisposed to get these styes. But you know who I really blame for this?
Who?
Not God for making my beautiful eyes and my beautiful oil glands, making them too large. I blame the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know why I blame them?
Oh.
So in 2016, I joined the Jags, right? And they have a sleep specialist come in, and they tell us all these certain things
cool.
that we need to do in order to get optimized sleep, right? They take us through this whole regimen. They gave us this, like, expensive sleep tracking mat to put underneath our mattress so it can, like, you know, register our sleep patterns. But they also said, they gave us, like, amber glasses to wear to, like, cut off Blu-ray. They also said, everybody should be wearing an eye mask when they go to sleep. There's no excuse for it. It's the only way to perfectly eliminate all light from a room. Now, blackout shades, you have to wear an eye mask. So I said, you know me, I'm a pretty complicit guy. So I said, okay, I'll wear the eye mask. So I start wearing the eye mask, and what do you know? I form an addiction to this eye mask.
Oh,
an addiction is not the best way to put it. I form a routine, a habit
okay,
of something
here
like
it is.
I cannot sleep without something on my face. So even to this was 2016, 9 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I can't sleep without something on my face. Now,
that has to be terrible.
For about 2 years, I slept with an eye mask. Sure enough, I got a sty. I got a sty the size of a marble my first time. It was ridiculous, Kyle. You think this is ugly? That was hideous. I had to go to a wedding. It was horrible.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Did Lexi still kiss you?
Amazingly, she did. She can see through it. See, my inner beauty, Kyle.
Oh.
So since that moment, I said, okay, I got to stop with the eye mask. So I went from an eye mask. I wore a black T-shirt over my face. And now I do a pillow.
Brad, you have all types of just things,
now I do a pillow.
Man,
so I've got one pillow on the back of my head, and I put another pillow just like this, just plop right on my face.
You look ridiculous. I can tell you this right now. You look ridiculous.
Lexi sleeping next to me, there'll be times where she'll wake up and she won't see any trace of my face. So she'll be like, baby, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Suffocating.
She's thinking
yourself.
That I'm suffocating myself, but nope. I need something on my face as I sleep.
How does one become a sleep specialist?
They needed a wind specialist down in Jacksonville.
I think they studied sleep scientifically, perhaps.
And sure.
That's the best thing they came up with. We're going to give you a tracker. We're going to give you some amber glasses and this sleep mask. And that's the thing that stuck with me. I don't wear amber glasses at night. I don't know what happened to the tracker, the high-tech expensive tracker. Don't know what happened to it. My biggest takeaway is I need something over my eyes. It's causing styes in my eye.
You should probably try to adjust. Maybe you should wean yourself off of this. And blackout garbage bags. I know you don't like curtains.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have curtains. Does that play a role, maybe, use the pillow?
So we do have temporary curtains. There's still one trash bag.
By temporary curtains, you mean garbage bags?
One is a garbage bag. The other one is like literally curtains that we did get just to put over the top of them.
Oh.
But one garbage bag does exist still in the Norman master bedroom. But even in place, like if I go like on a, you know, do a hotel room or a friend's house or something. If they don't have an extra pillow, I sort of panic. And so then I'll grab a shirt out of my luggage and I'll curl it up.
You have anxiety attacks about having this?
I can't fall asleep. I'll curl it up and I'll rest it over my eyes.
My man be fidgeting and scratching his neck.
I can't get comfortable.
He said, my wife, bless you, I can't get comfortable.
I need something.
I can see something that's covering my eyes. Brett, so what do you
do? I've taken towels and towels before.
What about naps? Do you take naps?
Yeah, put something over my eye. I'll get towels, I'll get a sweatshirt, I'll get a pillow, and I'll put one underneath.
This is a nuisance. You can't, if you ever do a long road trip.
I'm high maintenance.
No, so if you do a long road trip, you make sure you pack, if you're driving a car, you say, oh, can't leave. Got to get my mask to cover up my face.
If we take a road trip, and I'm in the passenger seat, and I'm trying to go to sleep, I will need you to grab me something. Something that I can put over my eyes. Give me this t-shirt. Give me a bunch of napkins. Give me something that I can put over my face, because I need that, not only the sensation of something on my face, but I need it
darker.
Right,
it costs you to get a sty.
Multiple styes. This is probably my fifth sty.
Jeez, maybe you should stop, man. Maybe you should think about it.
I'll try to wean myself off
stop
it, but it's been hard
yourself,
so far.
Brad. Getting worse. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. I'm done with Brad talking about this sty in his eye that I got to look at if you want to see it yourself. He is still a handsome gentleman. It's just, you know, kind of hard.
One area that's hideous.
Hard to see. Make sure you guys watch and stream us on ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Sty, don't know if sleeping with a pillow on your face is a good idea.
Very good, Strofe.
Oh, wow.
You got a couple chuckles around. People listening.
I don't know if that is true.
He's hilarious. But you know what? We see everybody on the talking text line, and you guys still want to talk about Myles Garrett, as there has been a trade request from Myles Garrett as he wants to get traded from the Cleveland Browns. Now, we've talked about why the Packers should go all in to get him. But on the other side, Brad, I want to talk about, can we actually make a case for why he would want to come to Green Bay, right? Because he said he wants to go to a Super Bowl contender. We think the Packers could be a Super Bowl contender, but why should Myles Garrett think the Packers should be a Super Bowl contender? We'll have that and so much more. Keep it locked. You're listening to Kyle, Bruston, Norman right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison in 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.